Good morning. You've tuned in to the morning show here on KRFY. It's Thursday, July 17th, and it's Jack and Jim here in the studio without anybody else. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, we can be lonesome, Jack and Jim.
Yeah, here we are, just the two of us.
Absolutely.
A little unusual. We do have
a full show.
Quite a full show. The two of us, went to Pride last weekend and set up the little KRFY booth, and we did interviews with, I think, about 15 people or groups of people. But you're probably going to hear about 20 voices today on the show. Just short interviews with people from all walks of life who made it to Pride, including, I will mention, we've got a bunch of people who are just attending, and we also have, let's see, Andrew Sorg, who was the MC of the event.
Right.
We got, Megan from Safe Passage.
That's organization. Right. That's right.
Linda Navarre from the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force came over. And Melanie Falwell from the group Idahoans United for Women and Families, which is just starting their ballot measure campaign.
And they need 70,000 signatures.
Yes.
Then they have until next February, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A very important ballot measure
in
terms of women's reproductive rights, and sign it. I think that's an important thing to do. But what a Saturday. The weather was perfect.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. I guess if you want to talk about the weather, we could do our job here.
It wouldn't be the morning show without the weather.
Gotta Jack. Do that. Yeah. Currently, it is almost 65 degrees down here downtown.
A chill in the air.
It is. It was a nice day for a bike ride. Nice morning. The high today is 88. It's going to warm up and it's going to be sunny. And it looks like the wind has more or less died down. Calm wind becoming southwest around 6 miles an hour. 55 tonight is the low, mostly clear. 89 is the high tomorrow, and sunny again. Clouding up a little bit on Friday night, but then clearing up again on Saturday with a high of 81 and mostly sunny. Same thing again on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 81. We have some rain in the forecast for next week. Looks like a 30% chance of showers on Monday, 30% chance of showers on Monday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday night, then mostly sunny on Wednesday. But something looks like very likely to pass through here, a little moisture coming our way early next week.
I'll take it. I love this weather. I went out huckleberry picking on last Friday, and such a beautiful time of year to be out, and it's sort of crispy up there in the mountains, and berries are plentiful, and where I was, not trophy berries, but worth picking. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, I went to a friend's farm and picked red and golden raspberries, and everything is just early this year and abundant. But I do want to say that I do have a weather report for Washington, D.C. area. Compliments of Alexa and the marvels of technology from my sister. She says 80 now, high of 95 expected, with it feeling close to 105 degrees this afternoon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello. But you know, I'm not gonna grieve for her too much. She's on the airport right now with her husband, heading to Billings, Montana, and they're spending a little time in Denver. But I tell you, this weather outside of the wind,
yeah,
boy, did it do some havoc and destruction when it came through.
It did. We didn't. I was nervous about trees in my yard. Nothing fell down, but plenty of branches
and leaves.
What a mess. Yeah.
I started attacking ours yesterday. Interesting weather. And let's hope, I don't know, has there been much smoke that you've noticed?
No, I think we had that, I've smelled smoke a couple of times. There was, I think one day, was it last week. I think last Wednesday we had just a little bit of smoke in the air, but then we got some rain and it cleared out, I think. And then, I mean, I certainly was nervous when the forecast came in for that really heavy wind.
With the wind, boy, yeah. Can that just... But, yeah. You know, we're heading towards festival time, and usually mm-hmm. festival time means smoke.
Yep.
But let's keep our fingers crossed. But
we've gotten
lucky.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do these interviews, the Voices of Pride from last weekend. This was on Saturday, but the Pride festivities were Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think... they came off without a hitch, and many thanks to the Granary District area, the businesses there, primarily Evans Brothers and Matchwood, for providing a safe space. And Jack, you want to say anything about the, I mean, the voices are wonderful.
Yeah, I think they, I'll say about my own voice, I noticed, I think you'll hear right away that I think on the early ones, I sound a little distorted. I'm going to blame the wind for that. I'm not sure.
Why not?
Yeah, it was a little technical difficulty, but those on the other side of the table, they sound great. And they do most of the talking.
Cool.
So you'll have to put up with a little bit of distortion in my voice, I think. Especially with those early ones, but don't worry about it, listeners, because on the other side of the table they sound fine.
And we're just going to go through the whole hour without any break, and we'll come in at the end. And I think we have a few that we can switch over to after, you know.
Yeah.
God forbid we should not do bird note.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the birders out there. But uh-huh. whatever ones we don't air, we'll do at the after bird note at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, here we go. And kicking it off with Maddie and Berkeley.
Okay, it's Jack and Jim here on the scene at Sandpoint Pride. We're here the show is just getting started. I hear the P-jammers in the background. You may too, listeners, if you hear some... if you hear the sounds of a marching band, that's the P-jammers.
From Spokane.
Hopefully we'll be talking to them later, but right now we're talking to Maddie and Berkeley, our very first guests who have have managed to come over and pay us a visit. A good afternoon, Maddie and Berkeley.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Yes.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It is hot out. Hot and sunny.
Totally. What brings you down here?
Well, this is my fifth Pride at Sandpoint, so I've gone to every year of Pride, but I just wanted to come and express my gratitude and love for Pride and Sandpoint.
This is my first time at Pride.
A freshman!
I am a freshman at Pride, yes. I hear about it from Maddie all the time, but I just wanted to come down because I wanted to see everything happening here in Sandpoint, and it's really cool to see it just because of the state that we live in and see how much support Sandpoint shows for Pride and everybody that comes out.
So this is not a visual medium. This is an audio medium. Can you describe what you see around you?
Yeah, I mean, there are booths everywhere and there's people everywhere just walking around. And I think that everybody's kind of getting to know everybody and meeting new people. And
I think that the energy around Pride in Sandpoint is pretty electric. Everyone is feeding off of each other, and the more years that I've come, just the bigger it's grown. I think that we're going to have to find a new space to hold it pretty soon, because the booths are, like, we're bursting out of the seams here. But everyone seems happy to be here, getting their food at Matchwood, their drinks at Evans Brothers. It's great.
Maddie, okay, you've been here all five years.
Yes, that's great.
She's going to be a graduate student next
since
year.
Since the get-go. Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you... you must have been pretty young when you started coming, I guess.
Yeah, it was my eighth grade year, the first year of Sandpoint Pride, and I actually went with my aunt and uncle, who are very close with Jim here as well, and it was great. I had to come back, and so I keep coming back each year, and it keeps getting better and better, and more people come every single year, and I think that it speaks volumes that the volunteer staff have made it such a little enclosed community with only positive vibes inside of this little area.
Yeah. What I was going to ask you was just in those 5 years, I don't know, what changes do you notice, if any? What's different this year than maybe in years past, or how's it growing?
It's become more well known. So I first started coming, I didn't see any of my peers at Pride, but as it's gotten to be a more, I don't want to say normalized because it should have already been normalized. However, I think that's the only word that can fit this, but more normalized in like the high school community. I've seen more and more of my peers out here who are supporting Pride, who I didn't necessarily think I would see out here.
Yeah. You guys are both high school. Well, what's your ages?
I'm 19. I'm going into my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
And
where are you
going? I'm going into my freshman year.
I go to McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Hey.
Minnesota.
And my neck of the woods.
And Maddie is going to Vermont.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Middlebury. Yes. And so can you talk more about the energy, you know, the feeling that you have being here?
Yeah. It's really interesting because back in Minnesota, I was there last year during an election year also, which was super interesting, and there's such a different energy and I hate to say it, but like acceptance towards everything back in Minnesota. We have Tim Walz as our governor and everybody, I mean, there's constantly something going on campus, someone's campaigning for something. And so I just think that there's Sandpoint and Idaho are making steps, but I think it's interesting just to see kind of how much further other states have gone from us. But I think that this Pride and everybody that's coming out and all of the energy and everything is, I think that it's showing that Sandpoint is moving forward and progressing in the right direction.
It's kind of just to me, it's a beacon of hope in these times, like in this political time that our world is, this political state of our world right now, being in our red state in this little tiny blue bubble that I can find, just it gives me a lot of hope for the future of Sandpoint and Idaho as a whole.
We're chatting with Maddie and Berkeley, who are enjoying and getting the wind is blowing like crazy here. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel good?
It does feel good.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of the day. Anything that either of you want to say in conclusion?
I don't know. Love is love.
Thank you, Maddie. Have a good rest of Pride Day.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here at Sandpoint Pride. And who are we talking to now?
We got Aaron.
And Dylan.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Dylan. Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. Jack and Jim are here on the scene at Pride and trying to just get a sampling of as many voices of Pride as we can. And now who wants to take the lead on this?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
I know how to throw it to him.
What brings you out?
So I have always been open. I was born and raised here, so that's not where anyone was open in this town. It was very conservative, and I always saw everybody in the colors of the rainbow in a lot of ways. And so for me, I really stepped into this more this year because my son has been more open about who he's choosing to be. And so I thought, what a perfect way of branching my old town into what's coming and transforming in this place. So that's why we brought Dylan today, and we have our whole family here.
Well, Dylan, you mentioned last night at the Heartwood Center there was an open mic, but we ran out of time. And what would you have done at the open mic?
Well, I was going to talk about the main thing about history, especially with the rainbow, is that no matter what, even through people who hate them, people who love them, it's always going to stay there. It's an inevitability. Even the most hateful groups throughout history, from Adolf Hitler to all the way back to Charlemagne, everywhere in the world has had hate towards the rainbow, but it's always stayed put because we've always been able to counter it no matter what. I love it. I love history. And one of the things is that especially people who hate them say, oh, the great empires of history never had them. Like, the Roman Empire never had gay people, and never had that. But the thing is, relationships in the Roman Empire were always open, and it was never about gender. It was about where you stood on. So if you were dominant in the relationship, or if you're submissive in the relationship, it didn't matter who you were loving, boy, boy, girl, girl, doesn't matter. It matters if you were, if you as a Roman citizen were the dominant figure of the relationship. Even hateful groups of Hitler's Nazi party, Ernst Röhm, leader of the SA, the main brown shirts, was actively homosexual, and Hitler knew this. And he was killed during the Night of Nine Lives, not because of the of his homosexuality, but because of his power. Mostly hate by via the LGBTQ plus people are just want power instead of anything like that.
So as you look around, Dylan, can you describe what you see around you to the people on the air and how you feel with what you see?
I feel comfortable now because knowing this town, I was born born here and was moved around, but seeing this town change from a mostly mostly religious, non-progressive, very traditionalist, to now a pretty booming spot for progressives and for the future, it makes me happy that people can find people can change.
As Dylan's mother, how do you feel about what you see?
You know, it feels safe for him to explore how he feels. And to me, that's a big deal. I just spent time in Florence, Italy. I just did my own TEDx. I had three of my clients take the TEDx stage. Three of them were all openly gay. And we all sat down for dinner. And for the first time, it was interesting to be the one person that felt like I stood out because I wasn't like them, right? And I don't find that there are many places like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so coming from this place in the small town to moving into more places where it is more open and having people stand on that TEDx stage and say, I struggled with my own identity and now I get to explain it. All three of them expressed being gay on the TEDx stage, which to me was beautiful.
I'm wondering, Aaron, if next year Jack and I can fly to Florence and we can interview you there.
I would love that, right? I'm going in November 7th for my next TED Talk with a whole bunch of people.
I love that city. So has your love for Sandpoint, Dylan, you know, how do you feel in terms of acceptance, in terms of the change that's occurred in the 5 years that we've had this event?
Well, this is my first year being here, but seeing Sandpoint turn from traditionalist to progressive or more progressive, there's no words to express how happy I feel. Mm-hmm. Like 20 years ago, you had people hating on gays because they were different, but now with most of the world more opening, it's heartwarming. I think that's the word.
Excellent, excellent. We're here talking with Aaron and Dylan. We want to thank you both for stopping by our booth. Anything that you want to say in conclusion before we send you off to the world of music and booths and cold water?
Pride itself is not bad. It's if you lose yourself is when it's bad, no matter what.
Thank you so much, both of you, for stopping by our booth.
Thank you. Yes,
enjoy the rest
you.
Of the day.
Thanks so much.
Okay, Sandpoint Pride continues. We're here now with Rachel Baker. Hi, Rachel. You're pretty well known around town, I would say. But for those who don't know you, you're a photographer. Do cover a lot of events in town, including Sandpoint Pride. Tell us what you've seen. What is your lens captured so far here today?
My lens so far has captured, in general, just like a lot of happy vibes. Yeah. Everyone here is happy, everyone is smiling, enjoying their day, and all the events going on around them. It's really cool to see the community come together as well.
Yeah. I wish that this was a visual medium to see the artwork on the side of your face. It's just beautiful. Did you have somebody do it here, or did you do it?
So they have a little face painting booth here, so I just had them throw some things on me because I dressed pretty plainly today. It was not as vibrant and colorful as everybody else here.
So what are some of the other booths as you walked around and took photographs?
So we have the Senior Center. They're doing bingo right now. I think my favorite thing so far was the marching band.
The PJammers.
Yeah, really cool movement up there.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, so that's so far favorite photos. You have the Planned Parenthood booth, which I feel like is very important in the state of Idaho, kind of spreading awareness on what they do.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about that. So,
and there's a lot of information being passed on. Human connections here, Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, where you can stop up, get information, and learn about what they do.
Right, and that's like very important information currently politically what's going on in the state. So, having people be more aware of those things.
Oh, absolutely. And what else is going on? I mean, you talked about the positive energy, great music, and we're going to have great live music coming up. That's going to be exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really Thrown Out Bones is great. The lead singer and the drummer is super fun and like just full of energy, so I'm really excited to get up there and get some photos of her. Okay. Side boobs, sparkly, always fun. So. Mm-hmm.
The Shook Twins group.
Shook Twins group, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Rachel, thank you so much for stopping by our booth. Anything you want to say? Geez, we're going to get blown all over the place.
I know. That wind is picking up. It's good for everybody but us, Jim, with the our microphones are picking up the wind, but everybody else is happy with that on a hot day. Rachel, what's the best picture you've taken so far?
Besides of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you two are the stars of the show over here.
Oh. I'm humbled.
Best picture, actually, it was of my friend Logan. I was, like, bending down to take a picture of some hats and happened to catch him, like, right in the middle, like, perfectly framed between two booths. And he just danced and didn't really pose. He just danced for a minute. And it was just a nice, like, good, candid photo of somebody having a good time.
Well, I hope you continue to snap excellent shots of the day. Thank you so much for stopping by and having a good
day. Okay, now we're here with Hannah
and
Kelly. Yeah, we're continuing with more voices from Pride. Let's see. Hannah, yours is a familiar voice on these airwaves. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yes, of course. I'm Hannah Combs. I'm lucky to have a show on the air with Jack and our friend Heather.
On KRFY?
Mm-hmm. On KRFY 88.5.
Listener-supported radio for North Idaho.
Yeah, so it was fun to run into you guys here.
Indeed. Glad to see you out. And Kelly, can you introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners at all?
Yeah, I'm Kelly, she, her. I'm visiting, driving through. I was most recently living in Phoenix, Arizona. And
driving through?
Driving through, yeah. I'm trying to
Phoenix
figure out.
Phoenix is on the way where?
You know, that's a great question. I'm trying to figure out where I'm living next. So driving through is just part of the journey right now.
You're on your way to Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories, right?
Something like
that. You'd be passing through Sandpoint from Phoenix,
go.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct route.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. It is, as Jim points out, this is not a visual medium. Can you describe what you've seen here for our listeners? What's your experience been?
I mean, there's hundreds of people here. It is so joyful.
Mm-hmm.
We were just playing bingo and having the time of our lives. No, but it was so fun to watch other people win. And I was telling Kelly, I was like, I think I'm going to be a regular at the sassy bingo events moving forward. It's too much fun.
It really is.
Well, speaking of the color, talk about your tops that you're wearing. Describe them for the people on the air. There's a similarity.
Yeah, we went to a local fabric store, mm-hmm. found these really fun, colorful prints, and Kelly is such a good friend. She was like, you're such a good artist, but you have a problem with perfectionism, so we're going to do a project where we just play, and we aren't perfectionists, mm-hmm. so... We made these tops together, and they're just like a combination of crazy polka dots and stripes, and
And the colors, the colors are overwhelming.
Joy over perfection was the goal, and it's brought a lot of joy. And we made these for a pride that we were going to go to a year or two ago, and it just like things didn't align. But I'm glad we get to show them off here. Yeah.
They embody the spirit of the day, don't they?
Yes.
Definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. Can you describe to somebody who's just listening right now what you see around you in terms of the visuals?
Yeah, there are, I mean, hundreds of people here. And what I was really amazed by is how many different organizations are in this region that I did not know existed. And it's so cool to see all of the different ways that the queer community is supported in North Idaho and Eastern Washington.
Yeah. I would say, too, as someone who's coming from a more urban area, coming from a more urban area to a more rural area, and as a queer person, not really knowing how that will always feel, and just seeing the support and folks out here is just really encouraging to see people coming together.
In our own little community.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, we want to thank both of you for stopping by, and anything in closing that either of you want to say, Kelly or Hannah?
Do you have any good history facts for us, Hannah?
Oh, man, you're quizzing me on the wrong day. I'm on vacation today, man.
It's a weekend, Jack.
You're right.
No fair. It's no fair.
But I'd say if you aren't here, you should be, because it's a ton of fun.
Diddle?
Yeah, that sums it up. I can't think of anything to add. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And have a good rest of a colorful day.
Thank you.
We will.
Here we go. We're talking with Crow now. We're here at Sandpoint Pride. It's Jack and Jim on the morning show. We're pre-recording this. It's as we speak, it's July 12th, and we are in the middle of Sandpoint Pride. Well, really, the beginning of Sandpoint Pride, I would say. It's going to go all night. Crow, tell us, first of all, where are you from?
I am from Bonners Ferry, Idaho.
Wonderful. Have you been to Sandpoint Pride before?
I've been to Sandpoint Pride 2 years ago. I went with a friend.
Okay. Let's see. Well, what's changed since 2 years ago? You noticing anything different?
It feels livelier.
Yeah.
Each day we grow more, and I feel like, I don't know, it feels microscopic, but it feels like a change keeps happening every day. Every day we can grow better.
You have you made the drive down from Bonners Ferry. Was this what brought you down? You're not doing errands or something like that?
I am not doing errands. Okay. I come down here for this feeling, these emotions.
Yeah.
Seeing the beauty of people.
Can you describe, this is radio, as you look around, can you describe what you see and the feeling that it generates?
I see camaraderie, I see emotion, I see love. And I see strangers meeting and making friendships. It feels amazing. Something more powerful than just a simple text. Being in person is powerful.
Well, I would agree with that sentiment. I think you're onto something there. It is important that we continue to meet in person and not live exclusively digital and disconnected lives.
Are you going to stay around for the day for the music and the drag show?
My friends and I are pretty introverted, but we're going to stay for the drag show, and I think we're out for that because two of us are 18 and the other is 12, and we're going with my friend's mother.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day here, and we're going to move on. We've got several other people coming up. Anything in conclusion, Crow, that you'd like to say?
It feels much better to talk to people and hear their voice, feel the sounds that they generate, instead of to read it. Being here, being supportive of your local Pride events, it's really important for our community.
You're not alone. It's the feeling of community that there are other like-minded people. Crow, have safe travels back up to Bonners Ferry.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping.
All right.
By.
Now we're here with Megan from Safe Passage, an organization that I must confess I don't think I had even heard of before about 30 seconds ago. So, Megan, tell our listeners who you are and explain what Safe Passage is.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize who we are and that we've had services for a very long time. We've had our services available to people in this area since 1977, actually. So we serve the five northern counties, but we are based in Coeur d'Alene. And we are the local violence prevention center. So we help people who experience all types of intimate partner violence, including domestic violence, sexual violence, human trafficking, and stalking. We have services for everybody, and that is why we're here.
What are some of the services that you provide?
Yeah, we provide so many different things. We have free counseling. Again, everything's free and confidential. So we have free counseling services. We have hospital response, which is volunteers, actually, that will go to the hospital when people have experienced violence and just kind of advocate for them and be with them. We have outreach and education, which is what I get to do. So I get to do all the fun stuff. We get to go to the schools in all of the area, even the Sandpoint High School. We come there and we teach about healthy relationships and consent. And we have so many other services, honestly. I could go on for hours.
You're here at Pride since, okay, season, you've been around since 1977. Is this the first time you've been to Sandpoint Pride?
We have been here before. This is my first time personally with Safe Passage at this Pride. I think we've been here pretty much ever since it started.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And when you look around, what do you see and how do you feel?
Honestly, I love Pride in every area, but this Pride in particular so far has just been so fun. The location in itself is really great. Just being able to like kind of walk in a circle and just see faces, the same faces, honestly, is really nice. But the support here just feels really like indescribable. I think it's really cool that you can just go to any booth and just say hi and everyone's just happy to see you. It just feels like such a welcoming and happy environment.
Mm-hmm. What kind of experience are you having over at your booth? A lot of people coming by and
a lot. Yeah. Like I said, I'm the outreach and education girl, so I get to do all the fun stuff. So I've made so many different things, buttons, and we have cool chapsticks and fun stuff. So kids like to come over and spin our wheel and whatnot. So it's been fun.
Cool. Are you? I don't know. Any interesting connections you're making being up here? Any new? I don't know.
I don't know about any new connections, but it's just nice to see the connections that we have made just be in the same space again so that we can check in with each other.
Cool. Okay, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested in, I don't know, learning more about Safe Passage, maybe they're, or if they're in need of your services?
Absolutely. Our very most important service that we offer that I didn't even mention is our 24/7 hotline.
Okay.
And so that's 208-664-9303. And that's, again, 24/7. So
one,
a live
one more
person.
Time. Repeat it a little bit slower.
Absolutely. I know.
This
I'm such
radio.
A fast talker. 208-664-9303. And 24/7, a live person will always answer. It doesn't matter the day, doesn't matter the time.
And does Safe Passage come up to Sandpoint and North Idaho often?
We will come up here whenever needed. Our main office is in Coeur d'Alene, so on 4th Street. But we will come up here, like if so, let's say someone from the high school is needing some assistance or just needs an advocate to chat with, they can just give us a call and an advocate would be more than willing to drive up and just be with that person.
What I'm thinking of, it'd be great to have Megan and other representatives from Safe Passage when we do our morning show to have you come on. And I was trying to think of what we'll do is we'll give you contact information.
Yes.
But want to thank you for stopping by.
Yes.
Anything you want to say in conclusion?
Honestly, just that we're here for everyone. We know that not just women and men experience violence, that everyone can and anyone can experience violence. So we are here for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
Megan.
We're here at Pride. Jim is getting a refreshment, and I'm sitting here with
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Jennifer, you were kind of telling me an interesting story before we turned on the microphones here. You might be known to people in town. For what reason?
We're at the farmer's market.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
You are, what's the name of your business? Or
Homewood Farm.
Homewood Farm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I see the other half of Homewood Farm is hiding, it looks like. he saw that we were getting started, and he turned his back and started walking the other direction, I think. And Jim now returns, having, I'm guessing, found some water or something. Hey, there's Will. It's a very busy day here at Sandpoint Pride. Jennifer, tell me, if you would, what brings you to Pride today? This is, and you were saying right before we turned on the microphones, this is the first time you've been.
It is the first time, mostly because we are so exhausted after Farmer's Market every Saturday.
It's always a Saturday, yep.
But a
Wednesday?
No, we no longer do Wednesdays. We just do Saturdays because we have a ton of other things we're always doing on the farm.
And Pride always falls on a summer Saturday.
Yeah, but we represent all June. We represent as much as we can, and everyone's welcome here, you know, and make that known. But today was particularly motivating to come down with all the negative side of protesters down at the park. This morning, it was really hard for me to see. My husband has two fathers. My 15-year-old son doesn't know a world without his grandpa's being accepted for being married. And I certainly don't want my hometown of seven generations to become the place where he can't safely love his grandparents on who they are.
Well, how does it feel as being a seven-generationist Sandpointian? How does it feel to look around you and see this?
Unbelievable and unbelievably emotional. When we pulled in today to find a parking spot, I started crying because I didn't know that there was this much support here. Because it doesn't make the news. Because it's not loud. It's just peaceful and beautiful and kind and sweet. And there's a lot of it, and I'm so proud of 7B. I'm so proud of Sandpoint.
A lot of positive energy, isn't it?
I loved seeing the Methodist Church here. That made me really happy. I loved seeing the Human Rights Task Force was down here. I mean, obviously, but just people that you see in the community regularly that you didn't know shared the same views on the heart as you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we couldn't have wanted better weather.
No, we couldn't have brought better weather. It's gorgeous.
A little bit less wind because it's making our microphones, at least on our side of the table.
A little fuzzy.
Very much so. But anything else you'd like to say for stopping by our table?
No, just thank you for being here and supporting this cause and for being a voice for those who don't have one.
Thank you so much. We'd like to believe that we're doing that, giving voice to members of the community and access to the airwaves.
Yes, and just helping people remember everyone is welcome here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're here at Sandpoint Pride now. We're sitting with Bolivar. Bolivar, where'd you come from?
Originally from Brazil.
Okay.
But I've been here for about 18 years.
Here, meaning living in Sandpoint?
Sandpoint for a couple of years now. I was in Hawaii for 5 and Spokane for about 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this your first Sandpoint Pride?
Second. Yeah.
Okay. Well, describe what your experience has been so far. What have you done since you got here, and what are you seeing as you make your way around the grounds here at Sandpoint Pride?
The word that comes up is liberation. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone in here is free to be whoever they want to be and to dress however they want to be and to just exist in a non-judgmental place and have all these booths, you know, with really nice information about reproductive rights, trans rights, LGBTQ rights. And so I think it's really nice to have all of these sources around here. And yeah, it feels great. It's a beautiful day and everyone looks beautiful. So
no rain, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A little bit of wind, but yeah.
Some bubbles in the air.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Absolutely. What does it in terms of, you mentioned about liberation, but what's the feeling as you're walking around that you pick up from the people around you as you walk? Because I've seen you do laps around here.
Yeah, I came by myself, so I'm just kind of like going around.
We're in family here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like everyone is happy, you know? Everyone is just happy to be here. Everyone is enjoying themselves despite the heat. You know, I feel like in the past, like last year when I came, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. It's, I don't know, man. It's Sandpoint. People are not really into this scene, you know, but this year I'm like just all on, all in here, and it's just lovely to see everybody smiling and happy and seeing youth, you know, and people bringing their kids into this, you know, mm-hmm. So it's amazing. It's just a feeling of liberation. Everyone is free.
I saw you last night at the open mic in the Hartwood Center, and you want to give a short summary of what you set up on stage?
Yeah, the theme was letting yourself, just letting yourself be in your skin, letting yourself, allowing yourself to just exist without judgment. And one thing that I brought up is that a lot of the times we are our worst critics and we judge ourselves the most. And when we walk around with judgment in our minds, that's what we're projecting onto other people. So if we walk around with love in our minds and hearts, that's what we're projecting onto other people, and that's what we see. Ram Dass used to say that everyone you see is God in drag. And back then, drag wasn't such a word, right, like today. So just drag as a costume, you know? So I just have been working with that a lot, with not being so judgmental of myself and not expecting so much of myself.
Well, I think a key phrase you use, exist without judgment, self-judgment, as well as being judged by other people.
Yeah.
What a wonderful concept. Mm. Well, Levar, thank you so much for stopping by, and
anything you
want to say in conclusion?
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me to do this piece, and this is great. Thank you for the support.
We're happy to have you with us here and on the air at KRFY. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the
day. We have now the voice of Andrew Sword, who's here as you are the MC today.
I am, I'm the de facto spokesman.
Yeah.
And we've got a fantastic day and into the night. I'm here till midnight. So. We've got a great lineup here tonight.
Do you want to talk about it a little bit, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. So right now, if you are listening right now.
No, I should tell you, we are recording this. You won't actually hear it. You can't advertise if you want, but it won't play till Thursday.
Well, we've got the drag show. We got the drag show going on right now, which is some of the top talent in the area.
Yeah.
We had the youth Best of Pride Sandpoint competition a little bit earlier today. We had some stiff competition there. I won't lie. There was quite a few. In the end, the people who won is the one who brought the three-year-old child up on stage. Because you know what? That does usually win those things. So, we also have going on here pretty soon, we'll be going to have Thrown Out Bones, which I got to see their sound set on here. And if you guys have not seen them live before, catch them anytime you guys have. They're from California. And I think they've been through Sandpoint a couple of times. And the drummer is the singer.
Yeah.
And that's something you don't normally see in a lot of bands like that. So she's a fantastic. She was bringing out some songs out there. It sounded like Macy Gray. I was like double taken on that. And then, of course, we have Sandpoint's. Well, Side Boob is more than just Sandpoint, although the Shook Twins are pretty much, you know, Sandpoint's own right there. And they'll be performing later here tonight. It's been a fantastic day. The heat, the sun does not keep people away. We are out here in force.
It's, your job, we are lucky to be here in the shade, at least. You're out in the sun.
Yeah, and it's black, so it's nice and there's some heat coming up on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. The community has just really turned out. Every year, this is the fifth time they've done Pride, started in 2021. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first year, I remember just showing up, and it was like, oh, we're doing a Pride celebration. It's over at Evans Brothers, I love the area anyways. Let's just go hang out. It was me like just hanging out with my friends, and we just like had a little bit of stuff going on. We had some live DJing that night. And now in the fifth year, this thing has just grown so much. And the reason it does is because of us, the community. It's Sandpoint itself. If this community did not care about Pride and that kind of stuff, we wouldn't see this kind of turnout like it is. And it really shows how much North Idaho we really treasure people of every time of LGBTQ on this.
I was going to ask, do you have any major announcements? You once ran for office in North Idaho,
I'm not mistaken. 2014.
Yeah, would you like to declare a candidacy right now? You could do that if you want. Here on these airwaves.
I am going to trust people to get out there and vote. That is the most important thing. Right now, the people that whatever feelings you have in any types of politics, not voting is what they want you to do, whatever they is. Voting is the most important thing we can do as citizens of this United States, and everybody should be turning out to vote on that, no matter who you're voting for. I feel like the candidates right now, I really feel there's a nice sea change that's going on over here. I know Bonner County Democrats have been doing a fantastic job getting out there and doing this stuff, but I feel like everybody on the entire panhandle around here is really coming out. They're really coming out in force because they realize that every day you need to fight for the rights that allows for Sandpoint Pride to happen. Somebody didn't give them to them. If you were LGBTQ in America, it wasn't that long, within even my lifetime, there was illegal to be that. And people had to fight day in, day out for that. And even when they were given those rights, you still need to fight for them. And it does not matter who you are, what race, creed, color, sex, does not matter. Your rights are so incredibly important that we need to be fighting for them every day. And the best way to do that is learn about the candidates that are running and vote, vote, vote.
Andrew Sorg, you're the MC here today at Sandpoint Pride, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us on these airwaves. Anything in closing? Anything else you want to say?
Sandpoint and Bonner County as a whole, and the whole panhandle as a whole, I really feel like we need to, the pages of history are written every day. Get out there and make sure that your voice is part of those pages every day.
And that's what we're doing at KRFY, getting many voices on the air and out there to listeners. So thank you very much, Andrew, for stopping by our table.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, we're speaking now to Linda Navarre. Thanks for dropping by, Linda. You're the president of the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, who has a booth here at Pride. No surprise there. How's your day been going, and how are things over in the BCHRTF booth today?
Well, we have had lots of action, especially because we have a community member's, their daughter works for Macmillan, and they have given their employees the ability to share books. So she, for the second year in a row, has sent us 100 books, and they are either banned or challenged. It's hard to tell which, but the titles alone and the covers, some of them are for kids, most are for young adults or adults.
Okay.
I'd like to ask about the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force presence here at Pride Day. How does the presence fit in with your mission?
Well, we believe that all people are created equal and have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without being harassed or hurt verbally or physically. And it's not officially our mission, but we respect all people.
And can you talk about your feeling of, the people who've stopped by your booth as well as walking around here? What's your feel for them?
I feel like there's a lot of joy and safety. I feel like Andrea and her husband have made this venue so wonderful the past 5 years. The closeness, the privacy, it being private property and people coming to these businesses know that this is something that these businesses support.
Yeah. I guess, are you encountering people who maybe, are there a lot of familiar faces, or are there people who are asking questions about, are people surprised to hear that there is a Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, for example?
I think some people are. We had quite a few people join at the market today.
Oh.
They were inspired by some naysayers that were on the corner that were not very friendly.
Yeah. And so you've been getting your ranks are swelling in response.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Has it been a good day for you?
It's been a great day.
Yeah.
The sun's out. I went in the lake at 6 a.m. How could it be any better?
Uh-huh.
My sister-in-law and my nephew are visiting us. It's been delightful.
Is there anything, what haven't I asked you, anything you want to say in closing and conclusion here before we sign off?
I'd like to thank all of the vendors that support this event, and I'd also like to thank all the people that came out today and participated, because that's what makes it joyful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Linda Navarre, president of the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force.
Thank
you.
Thanks
for dropping by.
Thank you.
Okay, we're here at Pride. It is KRFY's Voices of Pride interview series. We're doing kind of a marathon series of interviews with people from all walks of life who've joined us here at Pride. And now we are talking to, well, introduce yourself. My guest, would you?
Sure. My name is Melanie Falwell. I'm executive director of a group called Idahoans United for Women and Families. And we are the statewide grassroots nonpartisan group that is advancing the Reproductive Freedom and Privacy Act, which is designed to end Idaho's ban, near total ban on abortion, and restore the standard of reproductive care and privacy we had for 50 years in the state.
Okay. Let's see. Let's give a, I guess you just did give a nice overview, but how about a little, a news update? Where are you now in the ballot initiative process?
Sure. So we spent quite a long time on our language, because in Idaho it's writing a law, so we took a lot of time to get the law right. We worked with doctors and healthcare providers and lawyers and stakeholders throughout the state to get it right. We did, and then once we had our language, we did sue Attorney General Raul Labrador in the state of Idaho to make sure that the language that appears on everybody's ballot summarizing our law and how much it'll cost was true and fair and clear and concise and lawful. We went to the Idaho Supreme Court, we won, and now we have, at long last, as of the end of June, our final language, our final petition. So we are now doing the work of gathering signatures in every corner of this state, including this one, to try to hit a goal of 70,700 signatures by April 30th of next year.
And where are you at now?
Well, we're just 2 weeks in, and I need to go back and count how many we've gathered here, but I've, you know, gathered several hundred here today, but we've gathered several thousand already, just powering right along.
And could you just give a rough guess at the percentage of population that 70,000 is, of the percentage of Idaho population?
Well, I don't have to guess. It is mandated by law, and it's 6% of Idaho's total registered voters. And so on top of that, you can't just hit that 6% in one place, like Ada County or Boise. We got to distribute it through the state. And so it's our great pleasure to be out in every corner getting those signatures, including this county.
So higher math, 6% would be that there's a total of 4,200,000?
I believe so.
Okay, something like that.
I'm the daughter of a CPA, but not much of a mathematician myself.
When you travel around, what sort of response are you getting from people?
A very good one. There's a lot of pent-up energy to sign. It's been a long time coming. We've been living under this trigger ban now for almost 3 years, and people, I think, have been really anxious for a solution. They've certainly asked our lawmakers and our legislature for a solution. They've had 3 sessions to fix the consequences of the trigger ban, to keep doctors from leaving our state, to avoid the kind of stories, heartbreaking stories, that we hear from women and their families about the harm that this law has caused. And Idahoans on the whole, I think, are pretty adverse to government overreach into their private decisions, their private medical decisions. So we've had a lot of energy around it. We've got 1,000 volunteers statewide. We now have 1,100 statewide, which is pretty exciting. And so we have, everywhere we're going, we're having volunteer training events, public signing events, and it's been really energizing to be out with people who are really motivated to make a difference. It's been nice.
Wow. How many volunteers did you say?
We have over 1,000 at this juncture. I think it's actually 1,100 volunteers who want to carry the petition.
And describe, I guess, the rest of the organization.
Sure.
You got yourself. You're the executive director. When did you come together, and who's involved?
Sure. So we loosely started coming together back really when the trigger ban went into effect in the wake of the Dobbs decision. So this is the summer of 2022. And I would say at the beginning it was just kind of a loose affiliation of people from across the state on a Zoom call. There was a belief that from many folks, particularly in like the medical community, hospital systems, that we could get this changed at the legislature. That has not worked. So now, in Idaho, when our lawmakers failed to write the law we want, we retain the right to a citizen's ballot initiative. So we wrote our own law, and now we're circulating it to get it on the ballot. We formally launched as an organization, I think, last year, and then now are out with the petition. We're statewide. We have kind of a everyday citizen board with folks from all over the state. We have a lot of physicians involved. We have a lot of other healthcare practitioners involved. A lot of parents, grandparents, just concerned citizens. A lot of people who have lived in Idaho their whole life and don't like the direction it's taking. So that's kind of the nature of the organization.
Okay. Let's see. You are you're just now underway, I guess, with
your
signature drive. You have the language you want, and your deadline is next April to get it on the ballot, and that would be in November of 2026.
Correct. In Idaho, you can only put things on the ballot in even years, so we're aiming for November 2026.
Okay. There's a lot to talk about. Next time you're in North Idaho for an extended period, you'll have to drop by the radio station.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. We'll probably be through every 6 weeks or so. Our team of volunteers here locally will be working all the time to get signatures. And if folks want to get involved, they can visit backtoidaho.com. Find opportunities to sign and sign up to volunteer.
It's called backtoidaho.com.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Melanie Falwell, thank you very much for dropping by the booth here.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Glad we finally connected.
Finally, busy day.
Indeed. Hey, are you having a good day here at Pride? Are you having fun?
Great day here at Pride. I mean, just absolutely lovely people, lovely energy, and a great community.
Are you staying up late? Are you partying tonight?
Well, I am real tired, and I need to get down to Boise.
When?
Quite early in the day tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going to Boise?
I am, and then I got to get over to start the East Idaho leg of this tour. So next week I'm going to Haley, Ketchum, Idaho Falls, Rexburg, Pocatello, Twin Falls, and then back home.
Okay, well, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
You have yourself a good trip, Melanie.
I will.
Safe travels.
Yeah, thanks for visiting us.
Absolutely.
And we'll hope to talk to you again next time you're in town.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.